Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another thrilling episode of 3TFM's Holy Half Hour with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. We have a selection of music and threaded between tracks we have little pearls of wisdom on a wide variety of topics. Tonight the topic is hooligans. Well, we've all heard of hooligans, seen hooligans, been victims of hooligans, or maybe even been hooligans ourselves. Where do hooligans come from? Well, listen to this from an unknown author. It's called If. If a boy lives with criticism, he learns to condemn. If a boy lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If he lives with fear, he learns to be apprehensive. If he lives with pity, he learns to feel sorry for himself. Or if he lives with jealousy, he learns to feel guilty. But if he lives with encouragement, he learns to be self-confident. With tolerance, patient, with praise to be appreciative, with acceptance to love. If he lives with approval, he learns to like himself. If he lives with recognition, he learns to have a goal. If he lives with fairness, he learns what justice is. If he lives with honesty, he learns what truth is. And if he lives with sincerity, he learns to have faith in himself and those around him. And if he lives with love, then he learns that the world is a wonderful place to live in. A father was desperately trying to entertain his hyperactive child and thought he'd come up with a brilliant idea. He cut up a picture of the world in a magazine into tiny jigsaw pieces. "Now, son, you go away and see if you can put the world jigsaw together again." To his horror, the wee lad returned in 2 minutes, the picture completed. "How on earth did you manage that so quickly, son?" "Oh, it was easy, Dad. There was a picture of a boy on the other side, and I knew that if I got the boy right, I would get the world right." Now there's a wise statement. If we get the boy right, we get the world right. The Jesuits have always said, "Give me the boy till he is 7, and we will give you the man." But what if they don't get the boy? What if we don't get the boy right? What if a boy or girl lives with all the negative things? Then Tracy Chapman is here to tell us.
The lines, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks that separates whites from blacks? Choose sides, run for your lives. Tonight the riots begin. Streets of America, they kill the dream of America. Little black girl gets assaulted, ain't no reason why. News prints a story, racist tempers fight. Next day starts a riot, knives and guns are drawn. Two black boys get killed, one white boy goes blind. Across the lines, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks that separates whites from blacks? Choose sides, run for your lives. riots begin. Back streets of America, they kill the dream of America. Little black girl gets assaulted, no one know her name. Lots of people hurt and angry, she's the one to blame. Across the lines, who would dare to go under the bridge, over the tracks that separates whites from blacks? Two sides, run for your lives. Tonight the riots begin. On back streets of America, they kill the dream of America.
That was Sung from the Heart by Tracy Chapman, who was born in Soweto in South Africa before moving to America. Here's an insight into what it's like to be a little black boy living across the lines on the wrong side. Remember Joe Foreman, the world heavyweight boxing champion? He was brought up in poverty and crime. He took up boxing and defeated Joe Frazier to become world heavyweight champion. After losing to Muhammad Ali, he stopped boxing for 10 years. He discovered hamburgers and fast food and Jesus. He became a Christian, indeed a minister. He built his own church. He no longer believed in violence and hate. At 40, he surprised everyone by taking up boxing again and becoming world heavyweight champion for the second time, beating someone 19 years younger than himself. Listen to some of the things that Foreman said. I got involved in crime at a young age because of ignorance and a need to belong. I wanted friends and acceptance. I didn't really know that stealing was that bad. I didn't think a lot, and all my peers were doing it. It was simply how life in my circle was. I wish I had discovered Jesus and another way to live earlier. My greatest motivation was fear. I was so scared of Joe Frazier, I knocked him out. I was so full of hate and violence, I was trying to kill or really hurt, literally fighting. After he became a Christian, Foreman taught other folk that boxing is an art, a skill, a sport. He said that Muhammad Ali had been seeing it that way, while he had gone into the ring to hate and kill Ali. And of course, Foreman lost. When he returned to boxing, he learned the lesson. Never hit out in anger, for it clouds your judgment and can get you hurt. When we were young, he says, just petty criminals, we were frightened, insecure individuals. We had to get cheap wine to mug an old lady. Once we'd drunk some, we could do anything. The gang gave us belonging, identity, purpose, acceptance. Foreman went on to say, the time to touch and affect such lives is not when they are together and drunk. The police have that thankless task. No, the time to get alongside and love and accept and influence them is when they're individually sober. They don't think too much, and they see nothing other than their daily experience. Show them other routes where they can have love, acceptance, belonging, and purpose. It's a daily struggle of halos and horns, as Dolly Parton puts it.
Because it feels right does not
Now here's an interesting piece entitled How to Make a Child into a Hooligan. 10 Easy Rules from the Police Department in Houston, Texas. Houston, we have a problem, as they say. 1. From infancy, give the child everything he wants. In this way, he will grow up to believe that the world owes him a living. 2. When she picks up bad language, laugh at her. This will make her think she's cute. 3. Never give him any spiritual training. Wait until he's 21 and then let him decide for himself. 4. Avoid the use of the word wrong. It may develop a guilt complex. 5. Pick up everything she leaves lying around. Books, shoes, clothes. Do everything for her so that she will be experienced in throwing all responsibility onto others. 6. Let him read any printed matter he can get his hands on. Be careful that the silverware and glasses are sterilized, but let his mind feast on rubbish. 7. Quarrel frequently in the presence of your children. In this way, they will not be too shocked when the home is broken up. 8. Give a child all the spending money she wants. Never let her earn her own. Why should she have things as tough as you had them? 9. Satisfy his craving for food and drink and comfort. See that every sensual desire is gratified. Denial may lead to harmful frustration, you see. And 10. Take her part against neighbours and teachers and policemen. They are prejudiced against your child. Tonight's whole programme was actually inspired by this next song.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. A hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
Hooligans come in many varieties. Youths of today, football fans, road hogs, joyriders, gangs, tabloid newspapers, family members, tax evaders, Al-Qaeda terrorists, and so on. The Bible is full of hooligans. In the Old Testament, Cain slew his brother Abel. Moses killed an Egyptian. King David put Uriah in the front line of battle to get killed so he could run off with his wife. The Israelites worshipped the golden calf instead of God. In the New Testament, Herod massacred the infants in Bethlehem. The Pharisees tried to trip Jesus up. Judas Iscariot betrayed him. Pilate sentenced him. Peter denied him. Paul persecuted the Christians, and the Corinthian Christians were no saints. So let's face it, we can all be hooligans at times. God has his problems with us all. Look at Hosea chapter 11. My people are determined to turn away from me. God is hurt, exasperated, pulling his hair out. He rants and raves about what he will do when he gets his hands on them. And then he pauses and sighs. How can I give you up? My compassion is aroused. I will not carry out my fierce anger, for I am God and not man. And think about the prodigal son's father. The wee hooligan makes my blood boil. When he gets home, I'll screw his neck. Well, I say that, but I know myself well enough. When he comes over the hill with his tail between his legs, I'll melt like butter. The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We are all hooligans. And what does God do about it? He doesn't sit at home in heaven, stewing in his own juice, fear-stotten, nursing his wrath to keep it warm, wanting to pounce with a rolling pin. He would have to wait forever for the lost sheep to find their long way home. No, he takes the initiative. Lost sheep cannot find the shepherd, but the good shepherd can seek out and find his lost sheep. 99 out of 100 is not enough. God's love is infinite, total, unconditional, personal, self-sacrificial, willing to come to earth and die on a cruel cross for us hooligans. He will not wash his hands of us like Pilate. He will not deny or betray us. He will love us with the love that never lets us go. Such love melts our hard-hearted ice cubes. Love gets the better of hate. Love breaks the tit-for-tat spirals of violence. Love smooths the rough edges. Love changes hooligans into friends. Here's Michael Card singing, Jesus Loves Even Me.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. When I think of all the pain he went through, I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, how can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, to take my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, he loves you too. You can't understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as his love comes breaking through. know.
Those forgiven much ought to be much forgiving, and those greatly loved ought to be very loving of others. But how do we love a hooligan, hug a hoodie, pat a porcupine? Well, begin by understanding them a little more. Psychologists say that we all have 10 basic human needs: identity, belonging, meaning, purpose, responsibility, authority, the motivations of money, power or status, relative independence, creativity and stroking. And hooligans are people who meet these needs in a negative way. So, for example, identity: I am a hooligan. Belonging: I belong to a gang. Meaning: nobody likes me and I like nobody. Purpose: I paint bus shelters. Responsibility: I get the paint. Authority: I'm the leader. Motivation: we are much feared. Relative independence: we are self-employed. Creativity: we paint very well. And stroking: we are well known for our work in the area. The answer to hooliganism is to somehow turn all that around into positives. So, for example, identity: I am God's child. Jesus died and rose again for me. Belonging: I belong to God's family. Meaning in life: God is in control. Purpose: my mission is to serve God. Responsibility: God works in and through me. Authority: I speak in God's name. Motivation: I'm God's ambassador. Relative independence: God gives me free will. Creativity: I work for God with my God-given talents. Stroking: Jesus loves and appreciates me. Saul the persecutor was turned around into Saint Paul. Peter the denier became Saint Peter. Remember, Jesus died as a criminal hooligan, hanging on a cross between two other crosses bearing two thieves and hooligans. Jesus lived among hooligans and sinners, and even today he is only to be found in the company of hooligans and sinners. Hallelujah, there is hope for us all. Well, bye for now. Tune in again to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour, same time next week. To finish with, here's the Prodigal Son's dad's song to finish.
Loved you long before the time your eyes first saw the day, and everything I've done has been to help you on the way. But you took all that you wanted, then at last you took your leave, and traded off a kingdom for the lies that you've believed. And although you've chosen darkness with its miseries and fears, although you've gone so far from me and wasted all these years, even though my name's been spattered by the mire in which you lie, I take you back this instant if you turn to me and cry. I don't care where you've been sleeping, I don't care who's made your bed, I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again. You've come back to your senses and you see who's been to blame. Remember all the good things that were yours with just my name, and then don't waste another thought before you change the way you're bound. I'll be running out to meet you if you'll only turn around. Just turn around. I don't care where you've been. been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again. I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you could imagine that is stronger than my love. It's all yours if you'll come home again to me.